Hey, Clips fans, what's going on? It's just me today, William the Opinion Updike. I'm solo in Locked On Clippers, part of the Locked On NBA Network. Charles is indisposed, having a fun day. Very jealous, but big news, I am going to be credentialed at the matchup tonight against OKC. So we're going to kick things off with a discussion about that, including some keys to victory, what we're going to need to do to win, some matchups you'll want to watch for, and what could go wrong. And then after that, I'm going to get into our regular Friday segments, which are the Pacific Division Power Rankings and Love, Marry, Kill. So there's actually been some movement on the Pacific Division Power Rankings, something you might not have expected. So stay tuned for that and more right about now. All right. So tonight we are taking on the Thunder at home. This is one of my, I would consider this like a little bit of a rivalry. That's kind of been heating up as of recent. They're at a game in OKC. I believe it was the second time we played them this year. Things got very heated between Patrick Beverley and Russell Westbrook. There was a little bit of what some people thought was a dirty play. I just thought it seemed kind of more like a fall on Patrick Beverley's part, or I believe it might have been a dive for a ball. It was a little reckless, to be sure, but I don't think that he had any intention to hurt anybody on that. But the cops were there. It was a whole fiasco. I remember really being bummed out at the time because the team just didn't show really any intensity throughout that game, which they ended up losing there in OKC, with the exception of this fight. And, you know, that's not where I want to see intensity from this team. I want to see intensity on the floor. I want to see these guys playing hard. So we've gone 1-2 against the Thunder. Both of those losses came on the road with our sole victory. Obviously being at home to a OKC that was without Russell Westbrook. So obviously that was favorable for us. The Thunder will be on the second night of a back-to-back. They had a road victory last night against Portland, which is huge for them. They were in like a little bit of a free fall there. I believe they'd lost 4 out of 5. Obviously had Paul George out of the lineup for a little bit due to some shoulder soreness. So I'm sure they were glad to get that one. Hopefully they'll be more tired than energized by the win, but I guess we'll find out tonight. Last night, Westbrook went off in a way that he kind of hasn't been recently with 37, 7, and 3. He did have a ton of turnovers. He had 8 turnovers to only 3 assists, but he was feeling himself from 3 last night, which I'll talk about a little bit later. Paul George went 1 of 9 from 3 last night. Real cold shooting night there for fringe MVP candidate PG-13. But he still managed to finish with a stat line of 32, 14, and 6, which is very wild. He got to the line about 20 times, finishing 17 of those 20 attempts. It's just wild. They did not have, they didn't have a defensive answer for him, even though he was having a rough shooting night. So definitely going to be the guy to watch out for. This would be a huge win for us tonight. It would put us back into the 7 spot over the Spurs, and they currently have the tiebreaker over us in the Western Conference. So we have 7 remaining Western Conference games on the season, and we're about 2 games back from the Spurs. So we're going to need to have a pretty strong stretch of games to finish out the season, especially against Western Conference opponents. So with that being said, let's get into the keys to victory for this game. So I think a huge thing is going to be the more physical team right out of the gate. We need to bring that type of intensity that we had in the Lakers game, but probably like with an additional 25% on top of that. These guys are going to be tired, and we just need to give them the business. We need to immediately be kind of like in their face. And we got to carry that intensity through the third and the fourth. I know we do talk about the bathroom break a lot. I think that term actually originated against OKC. Both of our losses we've lost in the third against OKC. We were outscored 19 to 25 in one outing, and a freaking pitiful 10-39. I believe that was when we coined the bathroom break, as all of Clipper Nation. You know, it came from the ether. So yeah, gotta have a strong performance all the way through. This team is just too good. They're too good for us to get caught lacking. They're too good for us to be resting on our laurels at any point. So we have to bring that intensity all the way through, and we have to control the ball well. So both times we lost, once again, we had turnovers in the mid-20s, which this team is going to capitalize on. They're a strong defensive team. I think they're like, I want to say they're around third in the league. I actually don't have that number in front of me, but we'll call it three. So very strong defensive team. We gotta be a lot more careful with the ball. And on the opposite end of that, we gotta punish the Thunder on the fast break. You know, we've had trouble rebounding against them, but last night, OKC did have 16 turnovers, and Portland really wasn't able to capitalize on them. I think they ended up converting less than half. So we need to really, like, run these fools from end to end. Yeah, we got to snatch those boards. We got to force them into taking bad shots. We got to aggravate them with the ball and, you know, get out in transition. Be fast, run these guys out, wear them down. And we got to crash the glass is another big thing. So in our previous matchups, Gortat did lead the team one time in rebounds with 12. Every other time, I think Tobias might have won it one time, but I don't think anybody was in double digits. So we need Zoo to be a double-digit guy. I'll talk about this a little bit more in the matchup, but I'm really hoping he can have a strong performance tonight. You know, hopefully he can put up a double-double and give Adams some trouble. They've out-rebounded us pretty much every time we've played them. The sole time that we out-rebounded them, it was, you know, maybe by two boards. And they've generated more than double the amount of second-chance opportunities we've had, and that's in every single outing. So I'm hoping that Zubats can grab some more defensive boards, kind of wrestle those away from the Thunder and prevent them from getting, you know, second and third chance looks. This has been something that's been a little bit of an issue for us recently. I believe that was, to me, that was the biggest factor in that loss to the Jazz. But, you know, who's to say? So it seems as though it's been getting a little bit better, but tonight will be a huge test for sure. So another key to victory is going to be irritating Westbrook. I think that, you know, getting under his skin, I think will make him, you know, make some more careless kind of plays. If he's having a bad shooting night or if his numbers are low, you know, he might crank up a shot or two. If he's getting really frustrated, he might be more tempted to throw a bad pass. As I said last night, he had more turnovers than assists. So hopefully we can kind of capitalize on that as well. And then what else do we need to do to win? We gotta move the ball well. In that first loss to OKC at home, like the first quarter had some of the most beautiful ball movement at the time that I've seen this Clipper squad do. Obviously, huge change in personnel versus then, but getting the ball moving is going to be so clutch to get guys like Shamet involved, to get Gallo good shots. This team is not going to give us a whole lot in the paint. We're going to have to really fight for those points. Maybe it'll be a little bit easier with bigger guys like Zubats. But we'll just have to see. I think that if we shoot the ball from three well tonight, this game is going to be pretty winnable. And we got to avoid the bonus is just the last thing I have here. We can't give these guys shots. They weirdly, this is just a bizarre stat for the stat heads out there. They have their highest free throw percentage by a decent percentage. We're talking like 3-5%. On games where they have no rest, and they're actually a pretty solid team performance-wise on back-to-backs. They've gone 6-3 on the season, so hopefully we can give them another L in that area. All right, so when I come back, I'm going to get into what could go wrong in this game, as well as some key matchups. All right, so what could go wrong in tonight's matchup against the Thunder? Well, I think Westbrook could start feeling himself from three again. He went 5 of 8 last night, which is a lot better than he's been shooting for the majority of the season. And that could really crush us. It's dual fold with that. You know, when he's hitting shots, it brings an energy to that OKC offense, and like it carries over on the defensive side too. We don't want these guys to get into a rhythm. We don't want these guys to feel charged up. We need them to feel downtrodden and defeated. Really got to wear them down. Paul George is another thing that could go wrong. Man, the guy is just having a career year. He's shooting 40% from three, very solid defensively. I will get into it a little bit more in the matchups. I'm not really sure how we contain him. It's been tough so far this season. We've tried some different things to varying success. Another thing that could go wrong is I think that we could get embarrassed around the rim with blocks. It was early in Shea's career. I'm not even sure if he had cracked the starting lineup yet, but he got blocked on back-to-back possessions against this OKC team. He's definitely gotten a little bit smarter and craftier around the rim since then, but he wasn't the sole exception. And they had they've had games where they've had near 10 blocks. So it's a little bit wild. We're going to just have to, like I said, I think that we're going to need to shoot well from three to stretch the floor on these guys. And then as we're able to open lanes and space up, really just be smart about playing around the rim. And another thing that could go wrong is our weak inferior defense could be exploited. Steven Adams can be really good at this. Obviously, Westbrook is, if he sees a little bit of space and he thinks that he could get to the rim, he's going to do it. He's going to find open men. We've been vulnerable to backdoor cuts, things of that nature. I think the defense has been looking a little bit better. It's still approaching cohesion. It's not 100% there yet with all the new guys, but hopefully they can, really put together a strong kind of showing tonight. So we'll just have to see with that one. So key matchups, there's some interesting ones tonight. Obviously, to me, the biggest one, or the one that I'm the most excited to see, is Zubats versus Adams. I'm really curious to see how Zubats is gonna line up with him. Adams can get frustrated when he's playing against the bigger guys, especially the bigger guys who don't shy away from contact and play a similar, kind of old school quintessential center game as he does. So Boban got a DNP in one of the three games that we played. And then in the other games, he had about 10 minutes and 16 minutes in each of those matchups. And he didn't really manage to slow Adams down on the glass at all. He was able to snag some boards. One game, I think Boban, he didn't have a double-double, but he had 13 and 5. He had a pretty solid game in limited minutes. But I don't know. I'm curious to see how Zubats goes at Adams and vice versa, really. We know Zubats likes to contest everything. We know he's going to want to, I think he's going to want to throw down on Adams if given the opportunity. So hopefully the communication between Shea and Zubats can be there on the offensive side, as well as Zubats just bringing the intensity defensively. So my next key matchup is Paul George versus ? No one has really been super effective at guarding him thus far, other than Avery Bradley had one solid performance against him where I think he might have guarded George for 50 or 60% of Paul George's total possessions, and he held him to 4 of 13, which is pretty solid. Although I don't know how much credit to give to Avery Bradley and how much Paul George just might have been missing shots. So we'll have to see that one. We'll have to see. Tobias was guarding him, and that was a mistake. He really couldn't stop him at all. That was never really that good of a matchup for us. And Sindarius guarded him a little bit in the one game that Sindarius got minutes against the Thunder, and he guarded him for about 12% of his possessions. He looked all right. He was able to keep George kind of like out of the lane and from getting easy layups and baskets inside. George was able to shoot over him, obviously, outside when given the space. So I'm curious to see how this matchup goes, honestly. I really hope Shamet isn't on him. Maybe this would be a time for Temple to be out there. Maybe in this one, I'm just throwing out there, maybe some Patrick Beverley. He's definitely smaller, but he can be really, we saw him on LeBron. We've seen him guard bigger guys. I just think that he might be the kind of guy to throw Paul George off of his game. We'll see. This segues into my next key matchup. Most of the time we've played this team, it's been Patrick Beverley versus Westbrook. He guards Westbrook generally for about 50% of his possessions. They clearly have some sort of history. Obviously, the two guys not really liking each other so much. The two guys not really liking each other so much. Obviously, there's the history with the Westbrook injury and Patrick Beverley. So, that's old news. And once again, I know that Beverley has like a certain reputation. But to me, Patrick Beverley is not a dirty player. He doesn't strike me as a guy who would ever try to hurt someone. He wants to shut somebody down. He wants to annoy somebody. He wants to get under their skin. He's not the kind of dude who would like wish ill on another player. So I'm not going to talk about that anymore, but, I'm curious to see, what kind of success he has against Westbrook tonight. It's been a little bit of a mixed bag. We'll see. I'm just so worried about that Paul George situation. I mean, maybe we could put Gallo on him. I don't love that though. I would much rather have Gallo on Grant. So what other key matchups do I have for you? I mean, this segues perfectly. Man, it's like I do a podcast every day or something with these segues. So I think Grant versus Gallo is going to be a solid matchup for Gallo, especially on the offensive end. I think Gallo is going to have himself a night. Hopefully he can create space for himself. Hopefully we can move the ball to get him good shots. Gallo has had 26 or more points every time we've played the Thunder, and it's been very needed. That will definitely be the same situation tonight, obviously without Tobias Harris. He'll probably have to shoulder maybe a little bit heavier of a load, but he has played really well against the Thunder. He's definitely like got their number. And that segues into my next matchup, which is just three-pointers versus the net, man. We're the better three-point shooting team of these two. I'd like to see us put up more shots as we have been recently. We have been taking more since the All-Star break. Huge credit to Shamet. But yeah, so I want to see more three pointers. I think that is like a big big spot where we can beat this team. So we'll just have to see. Hopefully we can get shots to fall. And then obviously my last matchup. I pretty much say this every single game, but the bench has to have a huge night tonight. Lou Will has had a couple of bad games against the Thunder with some pretty bad turnovers. Scoring wise, he's done pretty well, and I expect that combo of him and Trez to carve up their second unit. They're just gonna have to have big nights, the two of those guys. So I hope that they're able to get it together and really go off on that one. So my prediction for this, I'm struggling with this one a little bit just because I don't know what to expect from this team after having a few days rest. If we're going to be able to play well all the way through. But you know what? I'm still going to be optimistic, even though Positive Chuck isn't here. I'll be positive, and I'm going to give us the advantage, and I'm going to say it goes 115 to 118 Clippers. I do think it'll end up being a close game. We could get out with a solid win if we're able to pile on points early and keep up the intensity through all four quarters. The way I kind of see it happening, though, is I think that we might be able to get a nice little lead early, and then I think that we might get caught lacking, and the game will get very close, and then hopefully we can pull out the win at the end. We'll see. I'd love to be proven wrong. It'd be great to have a statement victory tonight. But that's all I got for tonight's matchup against the Thunder. Coming up next, I'm going to get into our Friday segments, which, as I said at the top of the show, are the Pacific Division Power Rankings and Love, Marry, Kill. All right, so let's take a quick look at these Pacific Division Rankings. Number one, I got the Warriors. Obviously, it's so boring. I'm tired of talking about it. I know that they're supposedly going through some sort of issues right now. Obviously, they, suffered a pretty bad loss to the Celtics. You know what? I'm moving them down. Now that I say that out loud, the Warriors are bumped to two. They're number two in the rankings. Number one, I'm going Clippers. That's right, baby. We are undefeated thus far in the month of March. We're awesome. We're the best team in LA. Hopefully we can keep this win streak going tonight. We'll see what happens, but as of right now, I got the Clippers, baby, all day, top of the Pacific Division. Two, Warriors. Yeah, whatever. They're going to figure it out. I don't know. Boogie is being Boogie. I don't know what you expected if that's who you brought onto your team. He'll probably figure it out, and I just don't care. I don't want to talk about the Warriors anymore. So let's move on to the number three spot. Guys, this one is going to shock you. At number three, in the Pacific Division, I've got the Phoenix Suns. This is wild. This is the highest that they've been all season. Hear me out, though. They are having their moment in the sun, no pun intended, right now. They've won 4 out of 5 of their last games with wins over Miami, that big win over the Lakers, which I think was the real shutdown of their season before we beat them. They got a win in on Milwaukee, which is absurd. And then they also got a win on the Knicks. So, you know what? Way to go, Suns. That obviously, if you listen to this podcast, I assume you're a big NBA fan. You probably read the story about Sarver and all his crazy antics. I don't know what to make of this team. I thought these guys were going to be good. It hasn't happened. I guess we'll have to see. And slipping to the four spot is our sister team, the Kings. I feel really bad about this one. They've lost 4 out of their last 5. They currently 538 projections has them at like a 1% chance of making the playoffs. I think it might be out of reach for these guys, which is a bummer. Really would have liked this to see this young team get some kind of playoff experience, but what are you going to do? I mean, they can only get better. You know, who knows? Maybe they'll be able to get a free agent or something this offseason and move the needle a little bit more. I feel for you, Kings. I'm sorry. Would have loved to see you guys in the playoffs. And at the bottom of the Pacific Division is your Whittier Lakers. I feel bad for LeBron. Obviously, had a huge milestone in his career, and it was in a loss, and everything's kind of overshadowed by the Lakers' underperformance this year. I'm going to go ahead and say that they kind of properly performed. Obviously, there was a huge amount of issues with injuries and such. But, man, right now, to me, they're at the bottom of the Pacific Division. So let's get into my love, marry, kill this week. This one's a little bit fun. I've got some rivalries. And if you guys have any rivalries that you think I missed or you'd like to throw in, just go ahead and send those to us at Locked On Clips. So, anyways, these rivalries that I've got today, the candidates are the Sacramento Kings, sister team, OKC, the Thunder. There's a huge amount of intensity there. And then the Lakers and also the Warriors. So let's see. Of these rivalries, I am loving I'm loving the Lakers rivalry just for right now. I know I'm going to get tired of it. It's nothing I can commit to long term, but you know, it's a little bit of fun. It's fun for right now. It's cool that we get to be seen together, you know, obviously looking very good. So yeah, I love that one for right now. The one I'm marrying, though, the one I think is going to be great moving forward is the Kings. And I think of this as like a friendly rivalry. Obviously, we swept them this season, but these guys are only going to keep getting more and more competitive. And as these young guys get more experience, they're going to get better at closing out games. And I think that we're going to be up for some very fun basketball in the Pacific Division. This is like the matchup that I am always kind of the most scared and excited for. So yeah, I love this. Like I'm ready for this. I'm ready for years of this. I'm ready for these two teams who have like built themselves well for the future to go at one another for seasons to come. So loving that one, and or marrying that one rather, sorry. And then I am killing the Warriors rivalry. It's over. It's done. Yeah, I'm sick of it. It's the Warriors. I don't think are even playing the same game as anyone else right now. And yeah, whatever. Maybe this could change. You know, like maybe that roster will go undergo some change. This over free agency, we'll see. I'm not really positive, but yeah, I've had enough of it. Anyways, guys, that's it for my Love, Marry, Kill. That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. Please, if you haven't already, subscribe on iTunes, Locked On Clippers. Leave us a rating. Leave us a review. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to improve or do whatever we can, or just know that the show's tight. So thanks so much for listening, and I'll see you on Monday when we have a preview of the Celtics game and a recap of the hopeful victory against the Thunder, as well as a regular Monday segment, The Freshies. All right, guys, see you later.